Hello, HBCU baseball fans. This is Michael Coker with Black College Nines. Once again, we are returning our podcast series. Our podcast series, as you all very well are aware of, covers the many things our baseball coaches do for their programs, the team's outlook, the roster that they put on the field, the student athletes that they recruit, and the many things they do to elevate the program. Today we're going to talk to Bluefield State's head baseball coach, Drew Bailey. Drew Bailey is a former collegiate baseball coach. He joined Bluefield State after four different coaching stops as a professional career. Trachtenberg, Virginia native, played for Garin and the Mountain Lions from 2008 to 2010, where he pitched his way to getting drafted by the Oakland Athletics in the 35th round of the 2010 Major League Baseball First Year Players Draft. Coach Bailey had two professional seasons for the athletics organization, where he posted a 5-0 record and had a very good earned run average of 2.80. In that time frame, the 2 years, he racked up 48 strikeouts. And he also batted 216. Bailey decided to become a pitching coach at Concord University before becoming an assistant for the Bluefield State team. Now, Drew Bailey is in a very, very different situation than most coaches. The head coach Mata was there before him, left in January of 2021. Drew was hired in January of 2021 this season. And a lot of things took place and a lot of great things happened. And we're going to discuss those things during the podcast. This podcast is centered with Bluefield State head baseball coach Drew Bailey. Coach Bailey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mr. Coker. I really appreciate you having me on to speak about our program and HBCU baseball. So very thankful.
We're glad to have you. I've been trying to get you on the podcast for a while now, and I know when you first came into the program in January, you came in under chaotic conditions. You were hired the same year that you had to inherit a team that you didn't know anything about. You didn't even have time to sit down and talk to them, but you were able to put field on the team. And coming off of the 2020 season, where we had a pandemic that slowed everything down, but you managed to get through the season. You care to talk about what brought about these changes that got you hired in 2021, especially January?
But, you know, quite frankly, I wasn't really looking for a job. It just kind of happened. You know, God worked it out in my favor. But I was looking forward to, being a pitching coach at my alma mater, which is Concord University. That's where I played. And I was in my first year there. And it was tough to leave those guys right before the season started. But I live in Bluefield, and I was commuting about 30 minutes each way. And my wife's family is from here, my kids, everybody's here, so it just made a lot of sense, and the administration has really done a good job. We're moving in such a positive direction, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of, and it was a program that, this was our first winning season this year in program history, so it's like, it was something that I knew that the sky was the limit here. There was so much potential here to build a really good program and bring in young men. And it was hectic. It was definitely hectic taking over 6 weeks before the season. But Athletic Director Derek Price and I worked together at Bluefield College, so we had a prior relationship. And he trusted me, and I'm thankful for that, to get this program going in the right direction. And we did some really good things in year one, and it was tough, trying to write a lineup 6 weeks, taking over 6 weeks before the season started, but we figured it out. We overcame some adversity, getting put in COVID, quarantine, so, but it's fun. I'm still trying to get all of my processes and my protocols in place, but I definitely, our president, Dr. Capehart, and AD, Derek Price, our entire administration, our school is really going in a positive direction.
Well, what was the difference leading a program like Concord? I think that was, what, 30, 35 miles away from Bluefield State. What was the difference in you making that crossover?
Well, you know, you're coming from a Division II program that hasn't missed the conference tournament in 25 years. They've been ranked in the country. They've played in the NCAA playoffs. They've won conference championships. So, you know, you're coming from, you're on two completely different ends of the spectrum. You're going from a place that knows how to win. They've won, and then I show up at a place where there's really no culture, and there hasn't been any winning ever. There's been never been a winning season. There's never been a championship won. And prior administration, I don't know if I'll never say athletics wasn't valued, but I don't know if it was at the top of, you know, top of the list. And now you come to a place now where, you know, the athletic administration, the director, the president, they really value athletics, and it's a huge the front porch of the institution. So, you know, it's something. It was, but to me, as a coach, as a competitive human being, I love challenges, and I thought, you know, what better way, or, you know, just to come in and build a program, to build it how my staff and I want to build it, to build it up and make the community proud and make a name for ourselves. I saw an empty palette that we could really design and just really build that base up ourselves, and that was exciting. I knew there was going to be challenges. You know, I knew there was going to be some challenges, but, you know, would you rather walk into an already winning program and, you know, the pressure is like, hey, don't mess this up, or would you rather go somewhere that they're not accustomed to winning and build it up and build that thing from scratch and right here in my community where I live and my kids are going to grow up? It meant a lot to me. It was tough to leave my alma mater and the people that I love, but we have such good people here at Bluefield State, so it's exciting.
Well, with that being said, how has the administration taken it that this season was your first winning season? And then I'm going to get to the part later on exactly what you all accomplished. But how has the administration and how has your old school taken it, considering you spent time in Major League Baseball? What was that good transition from being a Major League Baseball player into a coach?
Well, first off, I think the school has been, you know, very, very supportive, like, I guess would be the absolute right word. You know, very supportive, very encouraging. You know, but for me, it's not, obviously this is about our program, but we've got 23 sports now, so we're trying to build that overall athletic culture of, you know, being a family in our department, and everybody's competitive on the field. Our guys and our females, they graduate. And so the school has given us some resources that to be able to go out and recruit good players, to be able to retain them, to be able to give them a really good student experience. Because, like I always say, the first thing these young men and women are coming here to do is graduate. So the school's been so supportive in a lot of different areas. But as far as being a professional baseball player, you know, it's tough. I think we have this misconception in the game that, you know, if you play professionally, that makes you a good coach. Now, it can make you a good coach having those experiences. If you use those experiences and you transfer that into young minds, 18 to 23-year-olds, and you really help them explain how their bodies work, mechanics, the mental side, the mental approach of the game, and playing high-level competition and being able to teach off of your experiences and stuff like that. But so I do think there's value in playing professionally and coaching. But sometimes I do think, Mr. Coker, that, you know, we have this misconception that just because you played at a high level means that you can relate to young men, that you can earn their trust, that you can teach. There's a lot of guys on this planet that were really good athletes, but they can't explain to you how they did what they did. So I think if you're going to be a former professional baseball player, now I played in the minor leagues for 4 years, but I think you have to be in that mind state of continuing. Just you have to be willing. You want to learn every day. You know, that continuing education, just waking up, that desire to learn. You know, if I ever feel like I have it figured out in this game, then I need to go do something else, you know. So I just want to learn. I want to learn how to manage people better. I want to learn how to manage, you know, my guys better. I want to learn how to be more organized. Like, I just don't think you ever stop. So if you get the right guys coming out of professional baseball that have that mentality, I think you've got really good guys around you, because some of the experiences that I had in professional baseball are very valuable, and teaching moments, professionalism, accountability, work ethic, routine, all that stuff that I learned in college and professional level. I think there's a lot of good teaching points from those things. But as you know, this game and life and every career that we're in is about people, you know, relationships with people. And that's first come, first serve. You have to be transparent. You have to be respectful. You have to hold your guys accountable. And I think the communication part on building relationships it gets lost a lot. So I could dive into that for a while, but I think there's a lot of nuggets that I've taken away from the professional game. There's a lot of good and bad things. But I really love the family atmosphere of college athletics.
Well, how has that helped recruiting? How has that helped you, especially what happened this season? And like I said, I'll get to that, but recruiting. And then you coming in for the first time and then having to sell the program to new recruits as a first-year coach. I should say a six-month coach.
Recruiting has been really good. You know, having that first win of the season, like we said, we'll get to the championship part. That's obviously helped. Being a former professional baseball player, I guess it helps in the minds of young recruits who aspire to play professional baseball, having some connections that way. But what's really helped me is knowing the region, knowing the area. I'm from about an hour away in Christiansburg, Virginia. I played at Concord, 30 minutes away. So I've coached at Avery University, Bluefield College, Bluefield State, Concord. So I have knowledge of the Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio region for recruiting. And COVID has really helped us in recruiting. You know, a lot of people look at that differently. Some have seen it as a disadvantage. I think we're landing some Division I transfers. We're landing some mid-major Division I type recruits that are now coming to Division II because we have such a log jam in college athletics with these guys getting their year back. And, you know, the big thing, too, is you talk about recruiting. We're a state school. We're proud of that. We're trying to further diversify the game. It's affordable. So we also were able to give a discount on these for recruiting. I have access five or six sets with rooms later. So it's junior college baseball as well. So recruiting is going really well. There's not many Division II state opportunities as far as tuition where it's affordable. There's only two HBCUs in the state of West Virginia. There's one Division II HBCU that offers baseball in Virginia, which is Virginia State. You know, so we've got a really big recruiting advantage as far as being an HBCU state school and being able to offer a really affordable tuition. So you know how it is. Kids are getting smarter. They don't want to pay $50,000, $25,000 out of pocket anymore to get a liberal arts degree. And our academics are really good at business, engineering, nursing. I could go criminal justice, education. We've got a really good majoring. We've got a lot of good majors. So recruiting has been going really well. We've got 38 guys coming in. I'm excited for our class coming in.
Now let's get to the big thing with the recruiting. And you touched on it when you said something happened that has opened the doors for your big recruits from the D2. Bluefield State, under Coach Bailey, won a national championship in his first year. He wasn't even 6 months on the job. They took the inaugural Black College World Series, HBCU's first ever. And Bluefield State won that one hands down. Congratulations on that, Coach. What was it like winning? Because you did something that a lot of Division I, Division II, Division III, and NAIA coaches don't do. You came in and immediately made an impact to win a championship.
I didn't throw any pitches. I didn't hit the ball. That was all the guys. I try and get them ready to play the best I can. But those guys won those games. I didn't I didn't do anything on the field to win those games, but for our program and for those guys, that was huge. First championship in program history. Being my first year, it was awesome being right here in the community that I went to college in, and I'm from a close by area. It just, for our institution, our players, parents, everybody, it meant a lot. It was, especially on top of that COVID, these guys lost their season last year after they got off to a 9-7 start. They got off to a good start and then lose their season. So it means so much on so many levels. Recruiting-wise, you win a championship, and I don't care what level it is. I don't care what championship it is. If you get in a double elimination tournament, you're able to come out on top. You did something right, and there's got to be some luck in there. The ball bounced the right way. Our guys were very persistent in that tournament. We got knocked in the mouth by Xavier University in game one of the championship day, where they had to beat us twice, which they had a really good team, by the way. They were super talented. But it means so much to our community, my family, our program. Just moving forward, I couldn't have drew up a better first year to bring in this first recruiting class in with and build off of the guys that are returning, our staff. We've got a good staff. We just added to our staff, so it's so exciting. But one thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to get complacent. I want to use that as momentum. Winning that small college, the Black College World Series, I want to use that as momentum moving forward. I want to celebrate it. We're going to get our rings on October 2nd against UNC Greensboro. Our football team is playing UNC Greensboro at home. They're going to present our rings to us. We're excited. We're so excited.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you and I have had a ton of conversations after you won the national championship. And you said to me that you're getting arms that you may not have gotten before. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to say we wouldn't have gotten them. Maybe I should word it that it would be harder. We've got a young man coming in from North Carolina Central,